Line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 41 through 43. Joseph Smith taught the Lord's way of exercising priesthood authority. Verse 41. No power or influence can or ought to be maintained by virtue of the priesthood, only by persuasion, by long-suffering, by gentleness and meekness, and by love unfeigned. 42. By kindness and pure knowledge, which shall greatly enlarge the soul without hypocrisy and without guile. 43. Reproving betimes with sharpness when moved upon by the Holy Ghost, and then showing forth afterwards an increase of love toward him whom thou hast reproved, lest he esteem thee to be his enemy. Verse 41, persuasion. Encouraging others to believe or do something by reasoning or pleading with them. Verse 41, long-suffering, patience. As the Lord is patient with us, let us be patient with those we serve. Understand that they, like us, are imperfect. They, like us, make mistakes. They, like us, want others to give them the benefit of the doubt. Never give up on anyone, and that includes not giving up on yourself. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Continue in Patience, May 2010, page 58. Verse 41, Gentleness and Meekness. Here are some things the Scriptures teach us about gentleness and meekness. They are among the fruits of the Spirit. See Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. Gentleness is a mark of the Lord's servants. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. The meek shall inherit the earth. See Psalm 37, verse 11, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Meekness is a sign of faith in Christ. See Moroni chapter 7, verse 39. Meekness leads to the visitation of the Holy Ghost. See Moroni chapter 8, verse 26. Verse 41. Love unfeigned. Unfeigned. Genuine, not faked or pretended. Has someone shown you genuine love recently? How can you show that kind of love to others? Write about it in your journal. Verse 42. Without hypocrisy and without guile. Hypocrisy, pretending to be something you are not. Guile, deceitful, cunning. Verse 43, reproving betimes with sharpness. Reproving, scolding or correcting gently, expressing disapproval. Betimes, speedily, early, before it is too late. Sharpness, clarity. Verse 43, when moved upon by the Holy Ghost. An inspired loving rebuke can be an invitation to unity. Failure to give it when moved upon by the Holy Ghost will lead to discord. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, B1, and signed September 2008, page 8. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article. Line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 41 through 43.